With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live.
KFI AM 640.
Local.
And iHeart Radio Station. Handle on the News. Late Edition.
Handle on the News.
This time of day, it's Bill Handel, right?
So yeah.
Not Bill. Exactly sunshine and roses.
No.
Yeah,
a little bit on the cranky
side. That is
side.
One grumpy son of a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
He will go off the handle.
And now, here's Bill Handel.
And good morning. It is Wednesday, March 3rd. Bill Handel here and the morning crew. Handel on the News Late Edition. Jennifer, Wayne, and me. Lead story.
Have you ever seen
rain? Finally, we're getting some rain tonight. A winter storm. And let me defer immediately to Jennifer, who keeps us abreast of what's going on in the world of weather.
It's not going to be much. Maybe just a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. However, any part of an inch is better than no inch. So it looks like today we've got this slight chance of showers. And then it looks like tomorrow and Friday will be dry. And then we've got another slight chance of showers coming in Saturday and Sunday.
So that's good news. At least we're getting a little bit. We had reported earlier that, or you had, Jennifer, that this is looks like it's the driest season we have had in a very long time. Our snowpack is way down, and that's long term. And we're looking at drought again. It looks like we're coming back to drought this summer, which means drought restrictions are going to be kicked into place. And at some point, the drought is going to get so bad, this is my guess, looking at climate change, et cetera, that it's really agriculture that has to be dealt with. Agriculture is like 90% of the use of water. Almonds, for example, take up an enormous amount of water. Eliminating almonds, and I know the almond growers and are going to go nuts on this, but how much water does that save when you deal with crops that are effectively non-water-sucking crops? And then you have some program to subsidize them, whatever. I mean, something's going to give.
I don't know if you guys have driven I-5 recently, say up toward the Bay Area and back, but there are signs that farmers have on the sides of the road that are pro water for agriculture. So there's this one specifically that's like a little boy that's got his, hand on his chin, like, is using water for food wasting water? You know, it's very much like, hey, you should be pro water. We need the water for food.
Look where we're going with that, where you now have an aggressive PR campaign for water for farms. I mean, never heard of that before.
Yeah.
You can't solve the problem only on the backs of people like you and me and Jen with residential restrictions and low flow toilets and all that. You can't, even if you were willing to make it so draconian that it's like living in a third world country with regard to how you have water, it still won't solve the problem because we're not a big enough part of the usage. So at some point, agriculture is going to have to pitch in.
All right. It's Cuomo in crisis.
No one means to have all that power.
And now he's had his hands tied when it comes to COVID. So the New York legislature plans to strip Governor Cuomo of his coronavirus emergency powers. So that would be things like he can't just go in and say, OK, you can open all the restaurants now. Now he has to ask his fellow lawmakers and they all have to agree on it. So he can't just go willy nilly and make any decisions now without their approval. And this all comes on the heels of the nursing home scandal.
Yeah, he's in a world of hurt. I believe it's only a question of time. And if another If another woman comes forward, another accuser, it is so over for him, as in that afternoon.
All right. Probably not going to be anybody from outside Japan at the Tokyo Olympics. Now, they want to be cagey about this. They're not ready to just come out in front of the cameras and say it, but they have a new president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee, and she went into a meeting with the IOC president, and right around that time, a newspaper in Japan reported that there would be no foreign fans allowed into the Olympics.
That has not been confirmed, but it sure looks that way.
They have, because you know what? 80% of the Japanese people want these Olympics to not happen. So how do you say, sorry, 80% of this country, we're going to have them, plus we're going to let people fly in from all over the world during a pandemic?
Just really quick, a historical reference. There have only been two Olympics that have made money. Are you aware of that? Both in Los Angeles, 1932, 1984. And the 32 Olympics were so sparsely attended, you could literally walk up to the gate and pay your 50 cents for a ticket for the track and field events in the Coliseum. Think they've changed?
No, not much.
All right, the LA City Council is expected to finalize hero pay today.
Yeah, going to finalize that.
Last week, it was a 14-1 vote. And so if there was anything other than a unanimous vote, then they had to vote again. So this is just the second time around, which it'll pass this time. And this one in L.A. is $5 an hour, hero pay, hazard pay for grocery store workers, where in other cities, say Long Beach, where they approved it, it was $4 an hour. So in L.A. right now, the average grocery store worker makes $17 and change, 51 cents an hour, $17.51. Now they'll make $22.51 once they get this hero pay for the next 4 months.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back, finish up Handle on the News late edition. Jennifer, you're up.
The $1.9 trillion relief bill.
On the News late edition with Jennifer, Wayne, and me.
And Disneyland is going to do something about all you busting through their gates every day. Ahead of potential reopening, they have at least a couple of avenues to pursue to try to limit crowds. One, of course, they sunsetted their annual pass program, and what they will replace it with remains to be seen. The other thing, increased use of dynamic ticket pricing. You want to come Tuesday at 5 p.m.? It's $5. You want to come Saturday at 9 a.m. when we open? It's going to be $8,000. That's an exaggeration, but that's the basic idea behind the dynamic ticket pricing.
Yeah, and we're used to that. Airlines, it's nothing but dynamic ticket pricing. Hotels. Yes. Dynamic ticket pricing. So you're seeing more and more of society is going to go that way. I'll bet you restaurants are going to go into that direction. Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Why wouldn't you charge more? Because they turn people away on the weekend nights.
Especially in these times where, you know, even when things reopen, they're reopening at limited capacity.
Yeah.
You're right. You may see premium pricing for access to all kinds of stuff at peak times. Disneyland very much embracing that.
All right, the LA City Council has allocated funds that were cut from the LAPD. So remember last year, after the George Floyd protests, the LA City Council voted to cut the LAPD budget by $150 million and direct those funds to something else. Well, yesterday, the City Council voted to allocate $32 million of that $150 million to 6 of the 15 council districts. And they say this will go toward policing alternatives, homelessness prevention, and other resources. This is kind of, though, what you heard the cry for in the beginning. And if you remember, the mayor had actually vetoed this initial proposal and the council overrode him.
Easy they gave him some of what he wanted, though.
Yeah. Cutting $150 million from the police budget, that's easy. All you do is cut $150 million. What you do with that $150 million when you have so many community activists, organizations, nonprofits vying for that money, Because I'm willing to bet if you added what you would agree are legitimate organizations asking for city money, it would be in the zillions of dollars.
Oh, sure.
Well, this is killing me, but I have to actually give props to Mayor Garcetti on this one for saying, no, we're not going to take money away from the police and let you use it to put up sculptures or flower beds in your district. He did. He was kind of on the right side of this one, and he did get a little bit of a victory. Don't worry, Eric. I won't be praising you again anytime soon. Don't you worry. An Iraqi military base that hosts U.S. troops was hit by a rocket attack. At least 10 rockets targeted this base. Now, they're saying no significant damage or losses, and they've already found the launch pad that was used to send the rockets, which was a burned-out truck that they found like 5 miles away. And this is part of the ongoing back and forth, right? Because we just hit some militia targets on the border between Iraq and Syria last week and killed one of those guys. So this is probably retaliation for that.
How about this? Usually when you have a dignitary go to Iraq, they go under secrecy. Think about it. When have we announced, like, hey, the president's going to go?
Oh, they never do.
You don't do that, right? But guess who's going to Iraq? And we know his whole schedule. The Pope. Now, I get that the Pope is all about unity and believing the best in people and that sort of thing. And he doesn't like to be secretive and that sort of thing. But I'm sorry, Mr. Pope, it's Iraq.
Yeah, it is Iraq.
It's a different ballgame there.
Yeah, even to the point, back to the security point of how U.S. dignitaries, Army, Secretary of Defense get into Iraq. They fly in at night, no lights, and dive bomb into the airport so they're not a target. And people who have done that say that's quite the ride as you're going virtually straight down, strapped into your seat, because it is so dangerous. And now the Pope, here's where I'm going to be.
And I also wonder, I get that he wants transparency. I understand that. But he has to look at two things. His own, obviously, security, like you were mentioning, Handel, but also the risk that he's putting the people who have to secure him into. That to me is another concern. Anybody who has to guard the Pope during this, they know that they've got targets on their back because of who he is, and you've got a Catholic going into a Muslim area. I mean,
they're describing it as a security nightmare, and that's legitimate.
Speaking of security, there's some testimony on Capitol Hill today from national security officials about all the mistakes that were made during that January 6th siege of the Capitol. This is going to be ugly, because this is really the hearing that's about the senators pointing the fingers and basically saying, didn't you screw up this? Didn't you screw up that? What about the screw up of that part of it? The Pentagon's got people there, the National Guard, Justice Department, Homeland Security, and Amy Klobuchar, who's the Rules Committee chairwoman, she's making it really clear. She wants an accounting for every single minute of what happened from the time there was the first inkling of trouble until the whole thing had concluded itself. She wants them to answer every minute. Why did you do what you did? Why didn't you do something else?
Oh, they're going to find a lot of mistakes. Clearly, a lot of mistakes. Now, you can argue that no one really anticipated this. However, security is all about dealing with no one anticipates this. You have to anticipate the unanticipatable. Is that a word?
Now it is.
It is now.
Okay.
That's good one.
Fair enough.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.